This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. How are you? Welcome to the show. USA Radio Network, if you're listening, if you're watching, we're on Newsmax Television. Third hour of our show, I call it The Aftermath, The Root Reaction. 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock West. The day is over on both coasts, and I'm reacting to the big news, the aftermath of the news of the day. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world, except the good old U.S. of A. All right, so news today. Obviously, I can't open the show without mentioning 10 dead after shooting at a Texas high school. Dimitrios Pagortsis, I think is how you pronounce it, a 17-year-old student at Santa Fe High School, has been charged with capital murder following the incident, says the Galveston County Sheriff's Office. Two other people of interest have been detained in the investigation in the attack in Santa Fe, not far outside Houston. The attacker used a shotgun acquired from his father in the shooting and a .38 revolver. Also had all kinds of pipe bombs and Molotov cocktails. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, speaking at a press conference, said the suspect turned himself over to the police after initially planning to commit suicide during the attack. The attack, the governor said, one of the most heinous attacks that we've ever seen in the history of Texas schools. The governor offered prayers of comfort to the victims' families in order state flags to be flown at half staff. Senator Ted Cruz released a statement saying he thanked first responders for their efforts to save lives. Heidi and I are keeping all the students and faculty at Santa Fe High School in our prayers this morning, along with all first responders on the scene. Please be safe and heed warnings from local officials. President Trump commented on the shooting during an event at the White House on Friday, calling it absolutely horrific. This has been going on too long in our country, too many years, too many decades now. But the way to solve the problem is not to take people's guns away. It doesn't work. By the way, Santa Fe High School killer wore Antifa and Columbine hammer and sickle pin, which is interesting. Antifa, right? You're not going to hear that in the media. There won't be one person. Dimitrios Pagortsis was wearing a jacket with Antifa terrorist hammer and sickle emblem. You going to get that anywhere in the mainstream media? They sell these Antifa stars on Amazon. It's a star with a sickle, a Russian Soviet sickle. Hammer and sickle logo. So he sure wasn't a conservative who believed in the Second Amendment. That wasn't what it was about at all. So here's the Texas Attorney General. Could not have said it better myself. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stated, disarming law-abiding citizens doesn't protect our children. It puts them at greater risk. Here's Rand Paul. I couldn't have said it myself. Shooters aren't shooting up the sheriff's office. They go where there is no self-defense. And this is what I've been saying from the beginning. That the minute you put a sign up that says gun-free zone, everybody knows they can walk in and kill everyone, and there's no one there to defend them. As much as I defend guns, as much as I love guns, as much as I think defend the Second Amendment. As much as I think that guns don't kill people, people do. If I don't have a gun and you have one, I'm dead. I'm absolutely dead. I can admit that. So therefore, I want one. Therefore, you can't leave me defenseless with no gun. There's no question if a person has a gun and the rest of us are 30 people are huddled in a room with nothing, we're dead. So the issue isn't guns. It's A, the people using them, and it's B, giving me access to the gun. Rand Paul said, a lot of these kids are disturbed shooters, but they aren't so disturbed they're going to shoot up the sheriff's office. They're showing up where there is no self-defense. Rand said the first thing we should do, there needs to be an announcement by every school district, we're going to defend our children. We're not going to have signs outside that says we're defenseless. And he means gun-free zone signs. I've been saying this for years now. All the incidents in America come in gun-free zones. And then after they come in a gun-free zone, every liberal asks us all to disarm, and the whole country's a big gun-free zone. Does that make any sense? Nothing liberals say makes sense. Rand Paul says, I think that's the problem, is that we do have these homicidal, crazy, mentally disturbed kids, but they aren't so disturbed they're going to shoot up the sheriff's office. Right. I think we get distracted. We start talking about something that Republicans and Democrats disagree on, gun control. But look, every Hollywood actor that hates guns has armed bodyguards defending them. So they hate guns unless the guns are defending them. And yet we leave our kids defenseless. We got to defend our schools from crazy people with guns. And I agree, Rand Paul. Thank you. All right, so that was kind of the big news story today. On every news station in America, I'm sure. There was also a Cuban plane crash. It's not going to be the biggest news story in America because it doesn't involve Americans. But more than 100 are dead. Terrible tragedy. Three women fighting for their lives after a Boeing 737 crashes near Havana. And then, trying to lead with each of the stories, I think, in importance, because, again, this one is America. And that's the way it is. You know what? Look, you're a Yankee fan. I'm a Yankee fan. Why? I grew up in New York. I'll always be a Yankee fan. Homers. Everybody's a homer. And so whatever happens in the United States is obviously bigger news than something that happens somewhere else. So if an American plane, God forbid, ever crashes, that's your number one news story. 100 people die. But when it's in Cuba, it can't be the number one story. The 10 Americans dying at this school in Texas catches everyone's attention. Everybody's quite naturally a homer. So here's a home story. Hawaii National Guard whistleblowers warn their friends and family of an imminent power plant explosion and a tsunami. Now, do we know this is true? Is this hysterical fear-mongering? I don't know. But a friend that works in our civil defense shared that we should just be prepared because data is going off their charts, setting off all kinds of bells at work. The highly controversial Puna Geothermal Venture, PGV, geothermal power plant, has become a major issue of concern among U.S. government insiders who fear an imminent explosion of the plant may cause a massive tsunami and wreak havoc in the region due to the recent uptick in volcanic activity on Mount Kalia. I guess it's Kalia, I think it's pronounced. What officials aren't telling you is that the PGV in that plant contains tens of thousands of gallons of highly flammable solvents, which it uses to power its turbines. If earthquakes, eruptions, or fire cause this solvent to ignite, it would trigger a massive explosion, which the National Guard civil defense whistleblowers fear will cause a massive tidal wave, which would in turn threaten the Hawaiian islands, plural, and the lives of people in the region. A friend who received the alert from two different whistleblowers immediately notified family members via a text message telling them to be prepared. Just got this from a friend, one message says. Please notify friend and family the power plant on Hilo may explode within 48 hours, which may cause earthquakes and tsunamis. Be a good idea to get prepared. National Guard's getting called in now to prepare in case this happens. They did not notify the public yet. For your information, might have a tsunami warning within 24 hours. Please make sure you make a meeting place or a number to call. Oahu people will probably have 20 minutes to go somewhere high. A friend works with our civil defense shared this to just be prepared. Keep in mind, if this happens, all of the Hawaiian Islands may be affected. So, is it fear-mongering? Is it really happening? Are they getting people hysterical with this? Who knows? But for all our listeners in Hawaii and all our viewers in Hawaii, I just wanted you to know that this is out there in the media, not at mainstream conservative websites, not at mainstream news sites, but rather at a couple of sites I go to that I trust that have, that have news that the mainstream media won't give you. I think it's very important that you know that in Hawaii. All right, so my show is not generally about news or tragedy. I don't want to be here to talk about high school shootings. I don't want to be here to talk about planes going down with 100 dead. I hope I never have to be here to talk about more volcanic eruptions and lots of people dying in Hawaii. We don't want that. A geothermal plant exploding, don't want that. I'm here to talk about politics. I'm here to talk about President Trump. To me, that's the more important news. If you want the other stuff, you'll go somewhere else. So let's get back to the stuff I care about. Rasmussen says Trump back at 50% approval rating for the 11th time in 2018. And for most of the last month, for basically the month of May, he's been between 47 and 50% every day in the daily tracking poll. So liberals, try as they may, are not getting Donald Trump. Now, let me tell you the proof of the fact that Trump is getting more popular, not less. And I see we have a full deck of callers. Keep in mind, I have no guests tonight. I'm taking nothing but callers when we get back. Glenn Beck endorses Donald Trump and puts a red MAGA hat on his head. Glenn Beck's been the most anti-Trump, never-Trump guy. Now, I don't know if this is real or not, right? I don't know if this is a conversion, a religious conversion, because he's trying to save his empire and his show. I know his empire's going down. I know he's got problems with the Blaze. I know he's got problems with his show. I know the people don't feel the way they used to about him because his audience is turned off that he hated Trump. But now Glenn Beck says he's supporting Trump for re-election. He will support Trump's 2020 re-election bid. Glenn Beck has heard enough from the mainstream media. It's time to acknowledge everything real Donald Trump has done for America. That came from the Blaze. That's a huge announcement. Beck said the decision to finally support the president came after, and this is what I talk about all day long, right, on this show. The dishonest and corrupt media have gone overboard, and they're losing. They're so dumb. How could they be so dumb as to not see that they're losing and that they're turning people off? They are overplaying their hand. Glenn Beck said he's supporting the president after watching dishonest and corrupt media mischaracterize Trump's comments in which he described MS-13 gang members as animals. Media, if you could get me, Glenn Beck, to do this, if you could drive me to the point where I say, you know what, I've had enough, I'm voting for Trump in 2020, you're making a giant mistake. And then he put the red Make America Great hat on and announced the act to his radio listeners. He believes Trump will retake the White House in 2020 in a landslide. Glenn Beck, who hates Trump, the ultimate anti-Trumper, never-Trumper, says Make America Great Again landslide in 2020. Go get him.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392. War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. War Now. By the way, if you're listening, you can watch us on Newsmax TV, 349 DirecTV, channel 349, channel 216 Dish TV, many cable systems around the country like UVerse and Fios and CenturyLink. Check it out at the Newsmax TV website. It'll list all the cable carriers or cable systems all around the United States to carry our show. And if it's not on your local cable carrier or cable system, call them and say, I want my War Now, my Wayne Allyn Root. The only way to get it is for you to carry Newsmax TV. I need you to carry Newsmax TV, or I'm going to switch to DirecTV or Dish. Call them and say that. Get enough calls. I promise you, they will change. If you are watching and you want to listen to my show 3 hours a day on radio, because an hour just isn't enough for you, if you're so addicted to Wayne Root, an hour isn't enough for you, and I think that should be your attitude, then I want you to go to your local conservative talk radio station and tell them you want War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and they've got to go to USA Radio to get it, to syndicate it, to become an affiliate, usaradio.com. But in the meantime, you can listen anytime, 3 hours a day, while I'm live, you know, 6 to 9 p.m. East, 3 to 6 West. Go to the TuneIn app on your phone, or get the TuneIn app on your phone, or go to TuneIn.com on your computer, TuneIn.com, and type in KBDT, and you can listen to me crystal clear every single day. You can send me emails, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get so many from you, and I love them. They lead to all the things I talk about on this show. I love to hear what you want me to talk about. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can email Newsmax, war@newsmax.com, war@newsmax.com. My website's RootForAmerica.com. All my latest commentaries are there, RootForAmerica.com. And my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot, you know, as in I am real, R-E-A-L, @RealWayneRoot, like @RealDonaldTrump. All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to the calls early today. Not that I don't have a lot to talk about, pages and pages and pages, but let's go to some calls. Let's take Larry on line one. Larry from Kansas on line one. Larry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you, man?
Hello, Wayne.
Hey,
I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, good. Well, thanks. Welcome aboard.
about the shooting, I don't know. I believe in a two-party system, but do you think they would step low enough to keep this gun thing going to do that? I know the Clintons would, but I was just wondering what you thought.
Well, I'm not sure what your question means. Are you suggesting, I'm not sure what you're suggesting, the shooting in Texas, 10 dead at that high school. Tell me what you think about it.
Well, I think it needs to be taken care of and quick. So,
but how would you take care of it? What would you do?
Well, I think you follow the money trail and you'll find out why.
So you're suggesting you think liberals carry this stuff out in order to produce gun control? Is that the idea?
Well, I think they could have, because they want to keep the gun thing going as long as they can. Because every time it turns around, it happens.
Look, I don't blame you for thinking that, because there's no question liberals try and take advantage of this, and the minute it happens, they're screaming for gun control, when in reality, we all know it's got nothing to do with gun control. We need no more gun-free zones. We've got to put someone with a gun who's responsible in that school to defend the children. So I'm with you, and I'm Mr. Second Amendment, and I keep guns, and I carry guns, and I've got my permits and everything else. But I'm telling you, nobody's purposely doing this. These are just nutty, mentally disturbed kids. Nobody's purposely doing this. There is no such thing. It's not like there's some group out there that knew the kid in Florida, Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, and knew this kid today, Papa, whatever his name is, the Greek name. There's no way. No, nobody's making them do it. They're just mentally disturbed kids, and they've got problems. And, you know, they shouldn't have access to guns if they're mentally disturbed. But I understand why there are people out there who are cynical and think things like that. Liberals bring it upon themselves by being so crazy that the minute there's a shooting, they blame us for being conservatives for shooting. You know, it seems like they're looking for trouble and they want to use it to capitalize, but it's not the case, trust me. There's nobody purposely forcing people to go out, young people to ruin their lives and go out and shoot people. That's not happening. Larry, thank you for the call. So it's not happening. All right, let's take line three. Let's take Susan in Wisconsin on line three. Susan, you're on Wayne Root's show. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for taking my call.
First-time caller?
I took up a lot of your time.
First-time caller?
Yes. Yes, Wayne.
Well, we welcome you. And by the way, there's music coming on. I don't know if you can hear it when you're on hold, but the music means we're going to a break, so I'm going to take you first thing when we come back. Susan from Wisconsin is the first one I take when we get back. Marie from South Carolina is on the line. And then we got a couple lines free. So if you call right now, you're going to get on, because I'm taking nothing but calls the rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK. You will get on. 833-WAR-TALK. I'd like to hear what America's thinking. 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn, we get back. We are going to war. We'll see you in a sec. I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now. USA Radio News.
A gunman descended on a Texas high school Friday morning and opened fire, claiming the lives of 10 people, the majority of them students. Take a listen as this high school student describes the scene and chaos that ensued after the shooting.
It was scary. I didn't know what to think. You know, everything shot up. My heart started beating real fast. I didn't know what to do.
Police say the suspect may have been planning something more sinister.
There have been explosive devices found in the high school and surrounding areas.
Today from the White House, President Trump did talk about the school shooting, saying that he would do whatever it is in his power to protect students at school. The president also talked about the economy.
The economy is doing fantastically well, even better than you think in the stock market. And the stock market's only being held back a little bit for one reason, although it's up almost 40% since Election Day.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, welcome back. Wayne on the Roots, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio Network. I wanted to read you Cuomo's open letter. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, open letter to Trump after Texas school shooting is slammed on Twitter. Hours after a gunman opened fire in a Texas high school classroom, killing at least 10 people, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo took to Twitter demanding President Trump do something, capital, do something. After listing 7 mass shootings in a tweet to Trump, Cuomo, a Democrat, then drafted a letter. The May 18th open letter calls on Trump, the House of Representatives, and the Senate to take action. When is enough enough? How many more innocent people have to die before you act? Cuomo boasted about his F rating for the National Rifle Association. Isn't that great? Told the politicians to put their country first. You were elected to do something. First of all, this wasn't a shooting with an assault weapon. And by the way, none of the things they call assault weapons are assault weapons. They're semi-automatics, they're not automatic. But this wasn't even that. You can't ban shotguns, and you can't ban handguns. So I'm not sure what it is you want to do. That's the whole point. Liberals use this, use incidents like this to make statements. But the reality is they don't know what to do. The letter signed by Cuomo dubbed himself, see, don't you get sick of this nonsense? The father of Kara, Mariah, and Michaela, taxpayer, governor of New York, NRA F-rated elected official. Several Twitter users lectured Cuomo for allegedly not offering any solution himself, while others told him he should instead focus on New York issues. This isn't about you. It's like you can't help yourself. You were elected to help New York State, so New Yorkers should be your priority. Sincerely, an actual taxpayer of New York State, commuter when the trains work, an NRA member, one Twitter user replied. Another one said, why don't you do something in the state of New York that is so terrific the rest of the states in the USA will follow? It's time for you to lead. You're the elected official. What's your plan? Don't just pass the book. Oh, like New York City is a crimeless utopia. Governor, do something. I mean, that's a good point. You know how many murders there are in New York City for the last, forget about every year, how about for the last 50 years? After every one of those murders, should a Republican pen a letter to Democrats in who are running New York and say, it's your state, it's your city, what have you done about it? Every single time? Because how come Chicago has the strictest gun control in the country and people are getting shot every second in Chicago and it's run by nothing but liberal Democrats who hate guns? Because when you take guns away, it's an open, you're like shooting fish in a barrel. You leave us all defenseless. We can't fight back. It's the stupidest logic I've ever heard. When there are shootings, you can't take guns away. You need to take the sign away. That's his gun-free zone, you moron. And don't sign your letter with your children's name. You sound like an idiot. Nobody gives a damn about your children's name. Another political liberal stunt. So you've got 3 kids. I got 4. Does that make me better than you, Andrew, son of Mario, another liberal schmo? These people are such idiots. I got 4 kids. You want me to sign their name every time I write a letter to a liberal moron like you, Andrew Cuomo, that tells you the reason these kids are dying is because they don't have fathers in the home because of liberals like you? And the reason these kids are dying is because society's screwed up because of liberals like you? The reason there's so many drugs because there's no wall to stop the drugs from coming in the country because of liberals like you? There's no wall? The reason people are out in the street killing people in Chicago is because the laws aren't strong enough because of liberals like you that help criminals? And the reason people are getting killed in schools is because they're gun-free zones, because of idiots like you that put gun-free zone out on a sign outside like a Vegas neon sign, blinking, coming to kill us? There's nobody here to defend us? Should I list all my kids' names after I write that letter to you? What a stupid publicity stunt, listing your kids' names. Nobody cares. That is how you get elected in America. You must think people are sheep. Is everyone in New York a sheeple? The ones who voted for you must be. How outrageously ridiculous, listing your kids' names under your name. Like everyone else doesn't have kids. Donald Trump has what? 5 kids, right? Trump has 5 kids, I believe. Yeah. I have 4 kids. Republicans have lots of kids. We can list our names, our kids' names under our name, too, every time we write a letter or make a statement or send out a tweet. How absurd. Andrew Cuomo. All right, let's take Susan from Wisconsin. I said she'd come first. Line 3, Susan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, thank you, Wayne, for taking my call. And I would just like to say,
just something so people can ask questions of their school districts. There are children with disabilities, thousands of school districts, thousands of kids in this country. When a school psychologist does or does not, that's more important, does not diagnose a mentally ill child, it's because of money, Wayne. It's not liberal. It's not Republican. It is because the school districts, by the Disabilities Act, are required to accommodate that child. It's money, Wayne, and it's killing our children. And I don't want one liberal, one Republican child ever to die again. I know that's naive, but that is my suggestion for the thought of the people of this country. And that's
all right, so wait, let me ask you a question, because you have me confused, Susan. I want you to get your point out. I'm not interrupting you.
Yes.
You can't get your point out. I want you to get your point out. I don't understand what your solution is. I'm not sure what you're saying there. What would you do different than what's being done now?
You need the people of this country that have children with mental disabilities. You can go to your school for help. We need to make our school psychologists accountable to make the diagnosis. All right, if there is no diagnosis for a child with mental disabilities in the school, it is because they can't afford to pay for their care. The Disability Act requires a school to accommodate them, and our country is suffering, and our children are suffering because of this. Did I make my point clear?
I get it now. I got it. I got it. I just don't. Look, Susan, I'm not in any way, shape, or form debating you or putting you down. I don't even disagree with anything you're saying. But I think all of us are saying feel-good stuff that's not going to change anything. I'm going to be the cynic here. You can't change tragedy. Things happen. There are nutty people that are going to walk through a school and kill people. It's going to happen. There are mentally ill people in the world. And so my point is, every time it happens, we can't pull our hair out and say, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's part of life. It's better off that we say, what can we do to protect the kids by having somebody there with a gun who is a responsible adult that will defend the children? I think that's far more important than a diagnosis of mental illness. I'm not saying you're wrong in any way, shape, or form, but someone's always going to fall through the cracks, and that kid's going to come and try and kill people. And by the way, guns have nothing to do with it. They could come with a knife, a machete. I remember on the streets of London, they grabbed two soldiers, two Muslim terrorists grabbed two soldiers and butchered them to death in front of crowds of horrified people. They carved them up with knives. So guns have nothing to do with it. Let's forget guns. Just any weapon is no good in the hands of a mentally ill person. I get it. And nothing you're saying is wrong. I'm just telling you, I place the priority on getting a guard in those schools, one way in, one way out, and a guard there with a gun. That's how you protect the kids. That's all I could say.
Absolutely. I agree.
Mental illness, yes.
I am just suggesting that as a tool, maybe we could do a better job of diagnosing it, putting it out there, getting the kids some help. I know there's some going to fall through the cracks. I'm not naive.
Right. I mean, these tragedies happen. You can't stop all of them. That's all I'm saying. You're never going to be able to stop all of them. Never. All right, Susan, thank you for the call. I get it. I get it. Mental illness is a big problem in this country. I get it. Let's take Andrea on line one from Philadelphia. Andrea on line one. Andrea, you want to talk about today's shooting as well. Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot. Excuse the pun. Andrea, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey. How are you? It's Wayne Root. How are you?
Good. Wayne, I love your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Good. Thank you. Congratulations. Welcome.
I work for a federal agency.
Okay.
And we actually go into school districts, and we provide a free security threat assessment to many school districts in the area around Philadelphia. And there are so many school districts now in the outlying areas of our high-threat urban area that want us to do active shooter plans. And we go in, and we offer free advice to give them solutions. We try to be proactive because, like you said, it's not about the mental issue and the mental health issue. We try to go in there and we give them we reduce, like, we look at their entrances. We look at who's coming into the schools. We try to sign up, get them, who are the parents that have access that can come in and get the kids. We also try to provide perimeter assessments. We offer this service free. And the agency I work for that does security at the airport, and the one thing that we suggested to many of these school districts is you've got to get metal detectors. You've got to have armed security guards at one entrance.
Yes.
They funnel through.
Right.
And that's the solution.
Right. That's the best of all of them. No question. No question. Andrea, thank you for all you do. That's the best solution. That's the only one I could see. Don't eliminate guns. Someone's got to have a gun to protect those kids. You're never going to get guns away from crazy people. Law-abiding people are the only ones affected by strict gun control. Criminals and crazy people are not affected. Anyone can buy a gun on the street. It's not just guns. Everything evades government's stringent laws. You know the easiest place to find drugs in this whole country? A prison. The easiest place to find drugs is a prison. Second easiest place is school. So you can't ban something and think it disappears. It doesn't ever disappear. Does banning gambling work? All over this country, there are bookmakers, offshore sports books, illegal late-night gambling joints. You can't ban anything. It doesn't work. Banning guns won't work. By the way, a good friend of mine has a company called Bullet Blocker, bulletblocker.com. They sell bulletproof clothing and backpacks for your kids, bulletblocker.com. Go to a place like that and protect your children. Wayne Allyn, Worn Out.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn, War Now. USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV, the sponsor of Newsmax TV's hour. For the Wayne Allyn Root Show is the U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas. I love Texas. All my exes come from Texas. All my futures come from Texas. I love Texas. I've loved the Dallas Cowboys since I'm 5 years old. I swear to you, what a great state. Thank God for Texas. It's owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, you can too. U.S. Gold Bureau has created a special limited-time opportunity just for my Newsmax TV viewers. If you've been thinking about investing in precious metals, you've never quite pulled the trigger, now is the time to make a phone call, because just for calling and completing a free consultation, they give you a free silver eagle coin. This coin is fresh from the U.S. Mint. It's in brilliant, uncirculated condition. 1 ounce of pure silver, free, with no obligation, no cost for shipping, no hidden fees, no nothing. Just for calling, you get the coin. They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client, they're willing to lose money to get your business, just for the chance to earn your business. No obligation of any kind. Call up now and get your 1 ounce of free silver and get your free consultation. U.S. Gold Bureau, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Do I do a good job for my viewers and my listeners? Come on. Come on. This is what I get my sponsors to do to help all of you and to make you happy and to make you wealthy and to make you educated. 800-885-GOLD to get your free silver eagle, 1 ounce of pure silver, free. All right, let's take some calls. Line one, Mary in Pennsylvania. Mary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. I'm a first-time caller. And,
hey, welcome.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I wanted to make my question kind of quick. My husband was telling me tonight that the boy down in Texas who apparently was responsible for those killings of those children at that school had an Antifa sign somewhere on his clothing.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean necessarily that he was affiliated with them, but it makes you wonder if maybe he was influenced by that organization, which is a liberal organization and
right. Not
anything conservative. So getting back to Cuomo, you know, somebody should set him straight on some of the problems that have been brought upon by the liberals in this country versus, you know, blaming everything on the conservatives with the guns.
Right. No, agreed.
So,
and your husband is right. I talked about it on my radio show. I can't remember if I did it on this third hour of my TV show, but yes, he had a Antifa and also a sickle, you know, a hammer and sickle, the Soviet symbol. That's communism. And we know Antifa isn't liberal. It's really communist, Marxist. So if you have a hammer and a sickle and an Antifa patch, you are, you know, absolutely left, far left, radical, out of your mind left. So who's Cuomo to criticize us? It's a lefty who did this, an Antifa kid. Thank you, Mary, first-time caller. Welcome to the team, the Root team. Let's take line two, Josh from Connecticut. Connecticut, of course, a state that will forever be etched in my mind for Sandy Hook, which had a terrible shooting tragedy. Hey, Josh, how are you? Wayne Root.
I'm good, man. How you doing? I just wanted to say, yeah, I remember Sandy Hook, and that's what kind of makes this kind of stuff touch a tender spot, you know? But what I just wanted to say was, like, I agree with you with the whole concept of people wanting to take away guns, you know? That just, to me, makes absolutely no sense. The whole, I've been listening to you, the show today, about, you know, when you say, oh, there's a gun-free zone here. That's just, like you say, the open door for these,
right,
for these people who have these, you know, problems in their head. But what
And by the way, Josh, it's the only place these shootings happen. They really have never happened anywhere else except gun-free zones. 99 out of 100 are a gun-free zone. So it's not me making it up. I mean, it really does happen in gun-free zones.
Yeah, and it makes sense when you think about it for somebody looking for a place, you know, like for targets.
But, right.
It's like a concept that I just had in my head about this whole thing with the schools and the students and these, like, kids that are just crazy, apparently. I don't know if this is at all possible, but what if it would be more training or schooling now because of the world we live in, where teachers would have to get a base understanding of maybe, like, kid psychology. So maybe they could pick up on, you know, certain hints with, like, antisocial type of behavior, because, I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, look at you're sponsoring your friend there coming out with the excellent idea of the bulletproof backpack. I mean, but that's just the kind of world we live in today. I mean, that's the
yeah.
thing. Like,
it is. Unfortunately, you know? It is. I mean, look, if you're a parent, Josh, and you send your kid to school, and you don't know if there's anyone there to defend them, and they could be just sitting ducks, you know, ducks in a barrel. If there's a shooter, I'd go to the Bullet Blocker for my buddy's site and get the bulletproof backpack and the bulletproof clothing and the bulletproof vest and an insert in their inserts, bulletproof inserts for their notebooks. They can hold it up and the bullet will bounce off. At least they got a shot. I mean, I'm trying to give people some ideas for how to save themselves. So, you know, bulletblocker.com is a possibility. But more important is to have guards in every school. I'm just trying to come up with something that's a solution. I don't know if teachers need psychology degrees to figure out what kid is nuts. His Facebook page evidently said natural born killer or something like that. So, I mean, you got to be able to see these signs and figure out what to do. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, except we need to get rid of gun-free zones, and we need guns in the school with responsible adults ready to defend the kids and one entrance in and out. Wayne Allyn-Root, see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.